Okay, Keith, you're good to go now.
Okay, I was just looking to see if Larry was here. Nope. Okay, this is a call to order of the District South Independent Oversight Committee meeting. It is 1:03 p.m. on the 11th of December. Sorry, thinking cross time zones. And I open this meeting. First of all, I got to read, is there anybody who has any conflict with anything that is on the agenda today?
No.
No.
Going once, going twice, gone. Therefore, no conflict of interest to disclose. I wanted to welcome you and thank you all for being here and giving of your time. This is the last time I'm going to see any of you till next year, except for Karen. And wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, all of you. And I want to thank the professionals and, you know, the health caregivers for being with us and sticking with us throughout the year, putting up with me to a degree, because we are a team. Now, what I wanted to do this year is something I want to do, the special end of year IOC message. I especially wanted to say this. I'm proud to be a part of this district and the high standards that not only have been met, but exceeded by this district IOC. We have gone above and beyond the call of duty. And I'm sorry if you don't like the phrase, but it's the way I look at it. And I was going to say, just ask Larry, because Larry will tell you he's seen our annual report. Michelle, you've seen the annual report. Would you agree with that statement? Okay. Against all odds, we have grown as a committee. We have made all state IOC meetings. We have made almost all meetings this year. We only missed one. That was due to lack of quorum. But now that we've recruited two more members, making quorum will be easier. And I'm proud that we have been able to add two more people to our numbers. We went to numerous community meetings, whether online or in person. So if nothing else, we've helped spread the word that IOC is out there and what we do. There are professionals out there that still in meetings say, "What's IOC?" Now less and less people have to ask that because we are a seen presence. And hopefully we'll be seen even more in this coming year. And the very basic tenet of all this, building all this, is that we have good communication. We are willing to talk to each other. We talk to Michelle. We talk to the professionals. And without good communication, none of it would be possible. Also with our IRs, when I first started doing this, when they started going over to computer, immediately we were 6 months behind. Now we are 11 days behind, which I am extremely proud of. And the 11 days is, they still have to get them, process them, redact them, and get them out. So we're doing very well Proud of that. And it just means so much to me to be a part of this and know that we are protecting our fellow citizens' rights, especially the ones that can't protect their own rights. And that's what we're here for. And I wanted to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I will be coming home for 4 days, and then I ship out again. So I wanted that to be said because I am proud to be part of this organization and proud of all you for being part of the organization and stepping up. Okay. We have a call to the public. Is there anybody here from the public who has anything specific to say? Okay, just want to make sure. DDD staff updates. Michelle, you want to go ahead and take care of that?
Oh, okay, I certainly will. Karen, I know it's it might be your first meeting here. And I wanted to start off with you, if you didn't mind. Did you happen to have an update?
I don't have an update currently. This is not my first meeting with you guys. So I've been here a couple of times. I try to attend all meetings, actually. But no updates on my end.
Okay, thank you. And my apologies.
Oh, no, no worries.
Things on my mind with the holidays.
Oh, don't worry. I totally understand. I totally understand. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you, Rachel, for that comment. Sorry to interrupt myself.
Oh, that's okay. So Rachel put in chat a note that says, we have great leadership. Thank you, Keith and Michelle. Thank you, Rachel. Joe, would you have an update for us today?
Yeah, hi. Joe Tracewell, District South QA manager. We really don't have any QA updates at this time. Thank you, though.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. And Leah, you usually have some very nice updates for us.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Leah Gibbs, Administrator of the Office of Individual and Family Affairs here for DDD. And yes, I do have some updates. I feel like it's been a while since I've been able to join the committee, and it's really nice to see you all. I want to just bring you current on what's happening around the Division of Developmental Disabilities. At this time, we have three overarching priorities happening within the division that we are pursuing. One is to strengthen behavioral health services for DDD members and their experience in working with the behavioral health community. The other is that DDD is undergoing an update to our current contract. It's been almost 11 years since we've done a full contract update, and we're in the middle of, it's called a request for qualified vendor application. And the third one is we continue to work toward accreditation with the National Committee of Quality Assurance. So the three behavioral health sub activities that we're doing is the division is continuing to work towards strengthening the relationship and the ability for the behavioral health community to serve our members who have co-occurring diagnoses. We've heard over the past few years that there are challenges for DDD members to access the high quality behavioral health services that they may need. We've also heard from the behavioral health provider community that they do not feel equipped to work with people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, and they see that as a knowledge gap. So what the division has been doing is we're trying to bridge that gap by providing training and education to the behavioral health community on best practices in meeting the needs of people with developmental disabilities. We've worked in collaboration with both of the DDD health plans to contract with behavioral health providers to develop a training and incentive program for the behavioral health community. We've learned that there are over 30,000 behavioral health professionals that are employed in the behavioral health agencies throughout the state of Arizona. and that they all use a Relias learning platform. And that learning platform allows everyone to go in and take computer-based trainings to learn regarding their particular area of interest. Prior to us implementing this project, there were approximately 860 different courses that were available online to behavioral health professionals, but only four of those 860 were related at all to serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So the division has been working with Relias and the health plans to increase the library available to behavioral health professionals through that learning platform in supporting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And there are now over 100 courses that have been added to that library to help behavioral health professionals access information and best practices. We've also wanted to incentivize the behavioral health providers for sending their staff to these Relias trainings so that it is expanding their knowledge base. The behavioral health provider agencies that serve the people with developmental disabilities are going to get an increase in their claim payments if their staff complete what we've identified as 12 core courses that will help behavioral health professionals work with people with IDD. In those 12 courses, we've asked them to get them completed by the end of March of 2024, and then the division will be giving them a payment incentive if they can send 10% of their staff through the training. We, as of about mid-November, we've trained over 229 behavioral health professionals on an instructor-led course that is being co-trained by our Behavior Health Administration and representatives from our Office of Individual and Family Affairs. It is available to behavioral health professionals specifically to understand the relationship and collaboration between DDD, our DDD health plans, and the behavioral health professionals that are supporting our members, as well as to educate the behavioral health professionals more on DDD, our full eligibility criteria, the services we provide, support coordinator roles, and those kinds of processes. It is absolutely our plan that this is going to have a real positive impact in the long run, but it'll probably be a few months before we start seeing most of that. This group is also planning to do two in-person conferences, one in Tucson and one in Phoenix, that is specific for behavioral health professionals. We will be presenting workshops and have local and national experts come in to do breakout sessions. The goal is also to provide continuing education credits to the behavioral health professionals that will attend those courses. So that's one of our big projects. Another is we continue to work toward developing and finalizing a training around positive behavior support that is the most current best practices. There's been positive behavior support training around the state of Arizona for about 20 to 25 years, but there's come a long way in best practices and ways to implement strategies to help improve the quality of life of the members that we support. So this work group has identified some best practices and content from national curriculum as well as local curriculum, and we are pulling a combination to roll this out. Go ahead, please. Hand is up for Gutierrez.
Mario,
good afternoon. This is Mario ILC, Vice Chair.
Hi, Mario.
You mentioned that training was in the Phoenix area and Tucson area. Is there any are there any plans for that training to be available in the Yuma area?
At this time, those conferences, the online training is available statewide. And the instructor-led training is a virtual training, so it's available statewide. But the conferences, that'll be those in-person conferences, there'll be one in Tucson and one in Phoenix.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I had a question about that.
Go ahead, Keith.
You said for behavioral professionals?
Yes.
Does that mean you have to be a licensed behavioral analyst or something to attend?
Or a BHT or a certified behavioral health professional. Those are specific to the people who work in the behavioral health clinics and businesses that support DDD members. But we know there's been a lot of interest raised about making that available outside of that. But for right now, our focus is to bring up the knowledge base to the behavioral health professionals that support our members.
So the courses online wouldn't be available to us either, right?
Relias right now, I don't even have access to them, to be honest, Keith. I don't have the full library of Relias, but the behavioral health professionals do. But eventually, it's our hope that we're going to be able to expand this out for DDD and potentially even for our IOC members.
Okay, just okay. Asking.
We know it's a need. We want to do this one a step at a time and build that capacity first. So the work group working on positive behavior support training, that curriculum is going to be available to interested family members and caregivers at no charge to those families. We have contracted with Raising Special Kids and they will be rolling out that training. And our IOC members and volunteers who are interested in taking those also have full access to training through Raising Special Kids. There are six different chapters,
modules.
Per se. Yeah, modules, that's a better term, thanks Keith, of the training. And they're going to be broken up so that they can be trained in maybe couple hour segments so that families will be able to take a couple hours and then fulfill their other obligations. It's also going to be available as a mandate to all of the direct support professionals who work in any of our state-operated programs here at DDD, the state-operated intermediate care facilities, the state-operated group homes. And then it will be available for a qualified vendor network with a financial incentive that we will be rolling out a train the trainer for the curriculum in mid-January, and then getting those trainers to train their direct support staff. And for each staff member that's training, the division is going to have an incentive to that qualified vendor agency to help promote having those folks take those courses. Raising Special Kids is going to be doing a weekly drop-in session to provide technical assistance to people who have started taking that training and taken the training and they're trying to implement the strategies and the things that they've learned through those classes. So that is going to be also available. And so we're going to be rolling out Train the Trainer January, probably through the end of March. And then from March to the end of September, our hope is those qualified vendors will be getting that rolled out to the direct support professionals and caregivers who work for those agencies. On the residential side, we're looking at developing a group home setting that provides additional behavioral health supports for members who have complex needs and aggressive behaviors. In this, it's taken us a little longer than we had hoped to roll this out, in that our qualified vendor community today has kind of struggled to meet the criteria that are set to provide this service. So the division is working toward doing a request for information and potentially entering in special contracts with agencies outside of our network to be able to successfully help serve these members with such complex needs. And we are be rolling that out and we'll keep you informed as that moves along. I mentioned that we're in the process of undergoing a new request for qualified vendor agreement, which is our update to our contract with DDD. It's been back in 2019, we started doing some outreach to do some identification of areas and gaps and where we need to build more capacity within our own contract for our qualified vendor network. We did consult with some national consultants who did multiple stakeholder meetings throughout the state, did some research around best practices and supported us with a rewrite of that contract. The new contract includes service specifications for improvements for our employment services. And there are more options for members around employment. We're introducing a service called Pathways to Employment that's sort of a combination of career preparation and readiness and transition to employment services. The ultimate goal is for members who are not quite ready for a referral to vocational rehabilitation, but are interested in employment, can enter into Pathways for Employment as a foundation to start that and then toward an employment opportunity. The new contract has expanded the training requirements for direct support professionals to include the training required for abuse, neglect, and exploitation, as well as training on the federal rules as they comply with HIPAA and confidentiality. We have added requirements around some key positions within the agencies that people need to meet some minimum qualifications based on their education and real work experience. The new contract includes the rules that are passed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on home and community-based services and the electronic visit verification requirements. So those are built into the new contract. Today, the division has right around 1,000 agencies contracted with us to provide services throughout the state. Our ultimate goal is to have as smooth of a transition as we possibly can without losing any providers and without families experiencing any disruption to service. We ask that our contractors get their applications in for an implementation date of March 21st of 2023. The division just put out a notice that we are extending that date to July of 2023 to start the new contracts, to give some agencies that are working toward getting their new contract completed, and we're providing technical assistance to those vendors that might need a little extra help.
Question.
Yes, Keith.
You said you're extending it to July 2023?
To go into effect, right. That gives the existing network a little more time to get done.
You mean 2024?
I meant 2024, and I apologize for that.
That's what was confusing me. I just want to make sure.
I appreciate that. No problem. In the meantime, the division has dedicated a web page to help our qualified vendors who are filling out that new application. We've put some technical assistance videos on there. We continue to give them updated current timelines. Any communications we've sent out to the vendors about the new contract are all posted there, as well as all the contract documents. Our network team and our contract team are tracking all the vendors as they have either submitted their application or they're in the process of completing. And if anyone by any chance hasn't started yet, they're making those phone calls to make sure that they all understand that we need them to apply for the new contract in order for them to provide service once that new contract goes into effect. Those are my updates. Anybody, any other questions that I can help with? Hi, Keith.
Yeah, two questions.
Yes.
One, for taking these courses, there's incentive. They're incentivized?
Yes.
So if we take them, we can get incentivized?
No, but thank you for asking. The courses are free to family members and to caregivers and to the IOC. The incentive is so that a qualified vendor can allow for an employee to not be doing direct care and be taking training and have funds to have an alternative provider in place.
It was nice to ask. And don't suppose they're working on any reimbursement plan for us.
Yeah, I'm afraid not, Keith. No reimbursement.
Mm-mm. Hey, it's Christmas. I'm allowed to ask.
You're allowed to ask always. But at this point, no.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else, any other questions for me? Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. That was a lot of information that was really important. Appreciate it. Let's see that, Keith, that is all of the DDD updates at this time. I don't think I missed anybody with the division that has an update.
JJ, did they ask you?
I'm just following Joe's lead. He's answered on behalf of District South.
Okay. Sorry, just want to make sure. ADOA is not present unless Larry snuck in when I wasn't watching.
No, Larry is not present today.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a small update because we're ADOA. We turned in our annual report. It was finally received because it has to go through a painful process of gets to the office, but then they have to figure out who to send it to. but it finally got there, which was ADOA business. And I have not heard anything negative from Larry. He has not told me anything negative. So looks like we're doing a good job as an independent oversight committee, which falls under ADOA. Integrated health plans. Ian?
Yeah, sure, Keith. Obviously, Ian Wilson here with United Healthcare's Community Plan. I have no updates at this time, but I'm willing to field any questions anybody has.
Hi, team. Okay. This is Summer from Mercy Care. The only updates I have is I'm not sure if anyone's had the opportunity, but we have recently updated our website to be more user-friendly. There is a section there for our DVD line of business. Of course, it provides the member handbook and a lot of frequently asked questions and also our provider page so that you're able to locate any providers contracted with Mercy Care statewide. Other than that, we did move to a new building. It will be effective December 31st. Our new Phoenix address will be 4750 South 44th Place, Suite 150, Phoenix 85040. Those are all updates for me.
Okay. Any other updates from providers? Integrated health plans. Sorry. None that I'm hearing. Okay. Updates from DDD liaison, which would be Michelle.
I just have a short little update. I did want to let the IOC know that our DDD IOC unit is working on a backlog of incidents that have yet to be provided to the IOC. There are some incidents from August and October that still need to be provided. They're currently either in the redaction status or auditing the redaction status. In November and December, we have been sending two batches of uploaded reports to the committee to catch up with that backlog and with providing those incidents to you. I did also want to let you know that the quality unit with DDD District South has been sending responses back on your inquiries to the incidents when you have questions after review of incident reports. And there were three separate emails sent in November where District South Quality had provided responses to your incident report questions. A copy of those spreadsheets is saved in the shared drive for future reference. And if you should need me to resubmit an email to you, just reach out, either give me a call or send me an email and I'd be happy to do that. The last thing I wanted to provide you information on is just a reminder, the next DDD IOC statewide chairs meeting is scheduled for January 16th. It is an evening meeting. It's scheduled for 5:30 p.m. Any member that would like to attend that meeting is welcome to attend. If you're not a chair, you can still attend. You'll just be attending at the meeting as a guest and let me know. And I'll make sure you have all of the login information, either if you need the phone or if you want to attend by Google, it's the same platform here. That's all of my updates.
Okay. And that she's been working very hard. Can I ask you a question on that has to do with you? You have a person under your tutelage? Another liaison?
Yes, Morgan joined us about mid-October.
Any idea when the decision will be made, when she's ready, and who's going to cover what districts?
No, not at this time. I guess we're going to have that conversation with our manager, Joan. And as soon as we have that information, we'll provide that to you.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed I didn't see her here today unless she's somewhere in the background. I didn't see her.
There she is. She's here.
Ah, sorry, ma'am. You're on mute.
No worries. I'm here.
Glad to see you. Glad you could make it. Okay. Cause I was kind of wondering how that was going.
Training.
I know right now it's a real heavy load on you.
Well, she's doing great. The last little bits of experience for her is, you know, attending these meetings and kind of getting a feel for the meetings. And so maybe sometime next year, we'll be ready to take off the training wheels and she will fly freely on her own. All the tasks of the administrative tasks, she is definitely up to speed on. And Morgan also has her access to the ADOA, DDD, IOC website for uploading there, as well as to Arizona Public Meetings where we at. It's the secondary website that we update the agendas to for the public.
Hope you're wearing good boots, Morgan, because you're going to get dirty boots in the trenches. It's the best place to be. Did you want to say anything, Morgan? You are more than welcome to.
I'm just glad to be joining the meetings.
Okay. Just thought I'd give you a shot. Maybe you'll do some updates next time for Michelle, you know, so kind of getting ready to take the training wheels off. Okay. Discussion and review of possible committee action and committee members. I'm going to, Mario, do you have any information in that area?
No, I don't. I'm good. Thank you.
Amy?
I also do not. Thank you.
Okay. Rachel? Is she still here?
I'm here. Sorry, I was eating. No.
Okay. And Octavia, any word in that area?
Nope, I have nothing at this time.
Okay, the only thing I wanted to say in that area is according to legislation, we're supposed to have 7 to 15 members on our committee. We have made it to 6 this year. So if we get one more, we are a legal. So I'm trying to encourage you that before the end of June, which is the end of the state fiscal year, that do all you can to encourage other people to join our happy little family. If you need help with such as business cards, flyers, etc., you can always ask Michelle. She would be more than willing to help you in that area. Whatever we can do to help you. If you need, just for instance, if you're in Tucson and you need, you know, you want me to come up there, let me know when you're going to have, you know, like a public fair or whatever. And, you know, if you want me to come up, you know, I'll come up in the Phoenix area. Well, and then you got Yuma, which is way out there for everybody. But if Mario, if you had a need, you know, just ask. You know, resources are there. They're available. don't be afraid to use them. And please don't be afraid to ask anybody. The most that can be said, you know, when they apply is, I'm sorry, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we can't use you. Wow, that just was so terrible, you know. So please do try, do your best. I would like to see this committee at one time had 13 members. When I first joined, we were up to 13 members, and it was great. Made things easy. We were legals. We didn't have anybody, you know, saying, hey, you know, you should get one more person. And I also wanted to tell the IOC members, keep yourself safe. There's a pandemic going around with pneumonia. It has hit 4 continents, and numerous states in the United States are under health alerts or high health alerts. So keep yourself safe. And you all have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sammy Yuki, and everybody.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have no discussion of IRs today, because that would have been brought up earlier as to what we were going to discuss. So does any IOC member see a reason to go into executive session? Mario?
No, not at all. Thank you.
Octavia?
No.
Rachel? Rachel?
No, nothing further. Thanks. Sorry for the delays today.
It's all right. Amy?
Not today. Thank you.
Nor do I. So we will not be going into executive session. Okay. In case I miss something, I'm going to give anybody a chance to say anything in case I miss something. Okay. Wouldn't want to end the year with messing up. Okay. So I need a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second.
I second.
Okay, Octavia seconded first. Okay, any discussion on that between the IOC members?
No.
Nope.
No discussion.
Okay, hearing no discussion, then we have to take a vote. Amy, how do you vote?
To adjourn.
Mario?
I vote aye to adjourn.
Octavia?
Aye, adjourn.
Rachel?
Aye.
Okay. I vote to adjourn. That's unanimous. Therefore, at 1:41 p.m. Arizona time, this meeting on the 11th of December, this meeting is adjourned. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. See you next year.
Bye.